Halacha Aleph, first ruling. Kishem she mitzvah, just as it is a mitzvah commandment, lahomis, to execute, es hamechuyef miso, for one who has incurred the death penalty, kach mitzvah saseh, likewise it is a positive precept of the Torah, lahalkois, to flog, es hamechuyef malkus, for one who has incurred the penalty of flagellation. Shenema, as it is said, the piloi hashoifet, the judge shall cause him to lie down, vehiko lefonov, and he shall be beaten before him. Ve'afopi shemalkus b'shloisha, but though cases where flagellation is given are tried by a court of three, bimkoim miso hi omedes. These cases are deemed like a substitute for death. In other words, there is a seriousness about them similar to capital cases, as we shall soon learn in Halacha Dalet. Halacha Beis. Malkin bisman hazeh, even nowadays, one gives flogging, b'chol mokoim, any place, minatero, according to the law of the Torah. Bifnei shloishos muchin, before or in the presence of a court of three ordained judges. Avaloi bifnei shloisha hedyotos, but not in the presence of a court of three laymen. Halacha Gimel. Bechol malkius shemalkin dayone chutzalores bechol mokoim. All these floggings that judges outside the land of Israel flog wherever it may be, Eino elomakas mardus, is regarded as the flogging for disobedience. In other words, it is not regarded as the same type of makaris, which is given and prescribed by the Torah, which has to be 39 lashes. But for makas mardus, a beating for disobedience, this could be less than 39 and not quite as hard. Halacha dalet. Ein odom loike, a person is not flogged, elo bo'edim, unless there were witnesses to his offense, v'hasro, and there was forewarning of the culprit, u'boitkin ho'edim bidrisho v'chagkiro, and the witnesses have been checked out with inquiry and cross-examination, keder sho'osim bedinen nefoshos, just as is done in capital cases. Overall, laf shenita klase. If the culprit has violated a prohibition of the Torah, which is tied in with a positive precept, we shall explain that shortly. The hisu boy, and the witnesses warned him, but how did they warn him? For omuloi they said to him, al tase dovoze, do not do this thing. Shintasenu, for if you will do it, veloitekayim aseishaboy, and you will not fulfill the positive precept related to it, tilke, you will be subject to flogging. Vovar, and nonetheless he transgressed, veloikiyem hoasei, and he did not fulfill the positive precept, hareze loike, then he will be flogged. Afopi, notwithstanding the fact, shehasro besofiki, that this forewarning was qualified, because they said, you will be flogged if you will not fulfill the positive precept. Shemikai miyapoter, while if he would fulfill it, he would be freed, he would not be guilty of flagellation. Then hasro, nonetheless, hasro sofik, hasro he, even such a qualified forewarning is still regarded and considered as a proper warning. This means we have a rule. A person is subject to flogging if he has violated a negative precept of the Torah which involved a direct action on his part. If this prohibition, however, is tied in with a positive precept, as for example, in the Torah there is a law that if one happens to chance upon a nest where the mother is sitting with the young or upon the eggs, the Torah says, you shall not take the mother with the young. But you shall send off the mother bird, and then vesabonim tikach loch, then you can take for yourself the young ones. Which means that we have here both a prohibition and a positive precept. The prohibition is not to take the young before having sent away the mother. You're not allowed to take them for as long as the mother bird is there. And the positive precept is that the mother must be sent away. Now, what if one has violated and taken the young in the presence of the mother bird? He has now violated a prohibition of the Torah. But there is a way that he can somehow rectify this by putting the young back into the nest, or bringing back the mother and putting the young back into the nest, and then sending off the mother, shaleach the shalach Yisraim, and then to take the young ones. In such a case, where there is this possibility of some rectification of the violation, one is not flogged. So here it is saying that even though that he has been given a conditional warning, look here, you must fulfill the positive precept, and if you don't, you will be flogged. And therefore this forewarning is not an outright warning: if you commit this act, you will for sure be flogged. Nonetheless, it is considered as a valid and proper warning. And if there's no way that he can still fulfill the positive precept, there's no way he can still rectify it, then he is flogged. Halacha hei. Over aveirosh yesh b'malkus u'misas beis din ka'achas. If he has committed a sin, he has violated a law of the Torah, which in one and the same act he has incurred the punishment of flogging as well as capital punishment. Kegoin, as for example, sheshochat oisoy v'sbnoi l'avodazor, he has taken an animal and slaughtered it and its offspring in one and the same day for idolatry. The slaughtering of the animal and its offspring would incur flogging. Slaughtering it for idolatry, as a sacrifice to idolatry, incurs the death penalty. Then, im hisru boilemiso, if the witnesses warned him about the consequence of capital punishment, and he still committed the act, soiklin oisoi, then he is stoned to death, vein eloike, and he is not flogged. Shaharin is chayef bedin godol mise, because he incurred the more severe punishment. But vim hisu boile malkus belvat, but if they warned him merely with respect to the penalty of flogging, and did not mention about capital punishment, loike, then he is flogged and is not put to death. Halacha vov. Ein atzor shnei edim lemalkus, the need for two witnesses in order to have somebody flogged relates Elo Bishas Meiser, relates only to the act of violating the prohibition of the Torah. Avoloi Iso Atzmoi, but with regards to identifying the prohibition, to establish that what he is about to do is forbidden by the Torah, Be'et Echot Yusak. This prohibition can be established even by a single witness. Ketzad, how? Omar Eid Echot, if one witness said, Chelef Kloyes Huze, that the fat before you is the fat of kidney, which is prohibited by the Torah and would incur flagellation. Or ki loye hakerem heim peros elu, or the fruits before you are of the mixed seeds in a vineyard, the eating of which again would incur flagellation. Or this, he says to him, grusho zoino ishozu. One witness says to a kohen, a priest, that this particular woman that you want to relate to is a harlot, is a divorcee or a harlot. V'ochal, and he went ahead and he still ate that forbidden fat or those forbidden fruits. Oibol, or he had connection with that woman, which is forbidden to him because he is a kohen and she is a divorcee or a harlot. Be'edim, and he committed this act in front of two witnesses. Achashe Hisroboy, after he had been forewarned about it. Hareze Loike, then he is flogged. Afopi, notwithstanding the fact, She'ikaho Isur Po'eit Echot, that the prohibition that this fat is forbidden, or that these fruits are forbidden, or that this woman is forbidden to him, that this fact was established to him by only one aid, only one witness. V'amed vorin umurin, when does this apply? Shlo hikri sho'et be'ez shekova iso. That the alleged offender did not argue and deny this fact, in other words, did not contradict this one witness at the time that he told him that what he is about to do is forbidden. Avalim Omar, but if the alleged offender has said, Eino chelef ze, that this here is not forbidden fat, or these here are not forbidden fruits, or vezu eino grusho, or this woman is not a divorcee, and then v'ochal, then he ate those fruits or that fat, or boil, or he had relations with that woman, after he had denied what that one witness said, Eina loike, then he is not flogged, achi yikvu ho iso shnei edim, until and unless there will be two witnesses who will establish that yes, indeed, that which he had done did involve a violation of a law, in other words, that they will establish that the fruits or the fat were forbidden, or that that woman was forbidden to him. Halacha zayin. Shosak, if the alleged offender kept silent, at the time when this single witness affirmed that the act is forbidden, and after he had committed the act, the Hisu boy, and they had warned him, only thereafter Toan he argued to deny what this witness had said, ein shoymin loy, he is not listened to, eloloike, but he is flogged. Unless, of course, he could prove that indeed it was not forbidden. Halocho ches. Ketzat malkinosoi. How is he flogged? Koifes shtei yodov al ho'omut. Both his hands are tied to a post. Eilech ve'eilech, on either side of it. Ve'chazen ha'kneses oiches bibegodov. And the synagogue attendant takes hold of his garments by the neck. Im nikru nikru, if they are torn, so be it, let it be torn. Vim nifrumu nifrumu, and if they happen to be rent by the seams, so be it. But they have to, his garment has to be pulled off, achu megale es liboy, until his chest is bared. Sheina makeyu al ksusoi, because he is not flogged while wearing a garment. Notice the flagellation is not upon the garment. Shneima, as it is said, vehi kohu, and he shall flog him. It says him v'loy lichsusoi, and not his clothes. Ve'emen usuno machoyrof, there is a stone placed behind him. Shachazon hamake, where the attendant who is going to flog him, Oimet Oleo, stands upon. Urtsuo shel egel beyodoi, and he holds in his hand a staff of calf's hide, Kfulo lishnayim, which is folded into two. Ushnayim, and another staff, also folded into two, so that la'abo, that's together, they're hanging down four. Ushtei retsuos shel chamoer, Oilois veyoidois boy. And two more straps of donkey hide are going up and down through it. Reucha forutzur tefach. The width of the strap is one hand breadth. The oko and its length, kedei shedhei magas at pikresoi. The length is to be so much that the top of it can reach his navel. The yod shel retzuris, and the handle of the straps, a sheoiches bo, where it is held on, or kotefach, is one hand breadth long. Halochotes. Hoish hamake, the man who flogs, soich liois must be yoser bedeo, of more than average intelligence, the choser bekoyach, but of less than the average strength. He raises these traps with both his hands, but umake beyodo achas, and he strikes with just one hand, the whole koichoi, with all his might, with all his strength. Umalkeyu, he flogs him, Shlish Milofonov, one-third of the lashes in front of him, in other words, Al Hoseyu on his chest, Bein Dadov between the nipples, Ushnei Shlishim Machoyrov, and the other two-thirds of the strikes will be on his behind, meaning Shlish Al Kosev, one-third Al Kosev Zeh on this shoulder, Ushlish Al Kosev Zeh, and the last third on the other shoulder. Halacha Yud. Hamuke, the one who is flogged, Eino Oimet, is not standing at a time, Velo Yoshev, nor sitting, Elo Mute, but bent low. Shneema, as it is said, V'piloi Hashoifet, V'hiko Lefonov. The judge shall cause him to stoop and have him beaten before him. What means before him? Shehu Einof shel Shoifet Boy, that the eyes of the judge must be focused on him. Loi Shehu Mabit Bedova Acher, and not that the judge should look at something else, Umakehu, while the culprit is being flogged. Mikan, from this we can infer, Shein Makim Shnaim Kechot, that one cannot flog two offenders at one and the same time. For surely the judge cannot concentrate or focus looking at two people at the same time. Halacha Yud Aleph. Hagodol Shebetayonim, the most prominent of the judges, Koire recites, calls man Sheze Loike, during the whole time that the culprit is flogged, two verses from Deuteronomy chapter 28, which begin, one with Im Loi Sishmoy Lazois, if you will not observe to do, and the other verse, the next verse, which begins with Vehiflo Hashem es makoisro, and God will make your strokes extraordinary. Umiskavein, and when reciting, he should keep in mind, he should make an effort to time his recital, Sheyigmore Sapsukim, to complete the reading of these verses, Im Hamalkiois, simultaneously with the completion of the flogging. Ve'im Loi Gomar, if the attendant has not yet completed giving all the lashes, but the judge has already completed his recital, then Choyzer Litchilat Samiko, then the judge should go back to the beginning of the verses, Ve'koyre Ve'choyzer, Ve'koyre, and he should keep on reading and reciting, Ad Sheti Gomer Kol HaKol, until all the total flogging is completed. This is what the most prominent of the judges does at the time. Vasheni Shebadayonim, a second judge, Moine, he counts the strokes. Vashlishi, the third judge, Oye Malachazon, he keeps saying to the attendant, Hake, strike. So that Kol Zman Shemake, for as long as he strikes the culprit, Al Pif Humake, he does so only as directed to do so by that third judge, but not on his own. Halacha Yud Beis. Meis Tachas Yodai. If the culprit being flogged died under the hand of the attendant who flogs him because of this flogging, potur, then the attendant is exempt from any guilt, for he is merely doing his job by order of and under supervision of the court. But vim hoisif retsua achas, but if he had inflicted even one extra stroke al ho'oimet upon more than the estimated number of strokes that he was told to strike, bomeis, and the offender died because of that, hare hachazon goile, then the attendant is guilty of manslaughter, and goile, he is exiled, like in all other cases where someone killed another unwittingly. Vim loimeis, and even if the offender did not die because of the extra stroke, hare achazon ovar al mitzvos loisase, then nonetheless the attendant still has violated a negative precept of the Torah, shenemar, as it is said, loy yosif, he shall not add, he shall not exceed.
the number of strokes that is prescribed by the Torah or estimated by the court. Now Rambam adds, Vehu Adin, that same law applies L'chol makir chaveroi, to anyone who would strike or hit another, Shehu Beloisa say, that this would violate a negative precept of the Torah. 4. Uma imze. Imagine now, if in this case, Shenosno Toro Reshus Lakoisov, where the Torah has given permission and authority to flog that person. Still, Tzivo HaKosuf, scripture still commands, Sheloi LaKoisoi Al Rishoi, not to beat him in excess of the measure of his wickedness, in other words, not to exceed the number of strokes. So, Kal Vachomer, how much more so? There's an argument here from the minor to the major, Lishokol Adam, with regards to hitting or striking another person where you have no authority, no permission to do so, not even to raise your hand against him. Lefichoch, therefore, kol ha-makeh chaveroi, whoever strikes another person, afilo hiko evet, even if he strikes a slave, hakor, if it is hakor she'ein bo shove puto, if it was a stroke or a blow, which cause damage of less than a puto is the smallest coin, which means there is really no monetary damage to be paid, but for the offense of having struck somebody, hit somebody, loike, he's subject to flagellation, he will be flogged. Avanim yeshbo shove puto, but if his stroke or blow did cause damage of at least the value of a puto, again, the smallest coin, so there is monetary damage here as well, then hoyil, since wu chayef leshalim momen, since the offender now has to make up for the damage, he has to pay him money for compensation, he merely pays but is not flogged, because ein odem leshalim veloike, because we have a rule that one does not both pay and also incur flagellation. As we have explained in various places previously.